Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, and this is Talk to Me, hosted by the one and the only, the most fantabulous, loveliest, wealthiest, and most jubilant sister in the world. That's right, my name is Minister Cherie Humphrey, and I am the founder and president of Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me, and the producer of A Star is Born Talent Events and Talk to Me Media. Our motto is standing firm on the promises of God. This is a celebratory day because this marks 12 years that I have actually been in media and radio. I started this radio show 12 years ago on April 23rd was my first show, my first broadcast. And I also started writing for The Examiner, got my press credentials, everything. A lot was opening up for me 12 years ago, and I can't even believe that I've been even doing this for 12 years. I'm telling you, this is like really crazy, but I thank God anyway. It's been a blessing. It's been a pleasure to have talked to over 400 guests. I'm almost at 200 shows, probably have been, because over the 12 years I kind of deleted a couple that I didn't like. But in any case, I want to give you a little background about this show. Today we are talking about changes. What does that mean to you? But if you have never listened to this show is streaming here in the U.S., Canada, Germany, Indonesia, Cameroon, Philippines, India, Ireland, Sweden, South Korea, and Malaysia. I want to say hello to everyone that is listening here in those places and any places that I might not have mentioned. Hello, thank you for tuning in to Talk to Me Radio. And also, I want to share just some names of people that have graced this show. Of course, I cannot list everyone, but I just want to share with you in case this is your first time listening so you have a little bit of background. Phoenix Fire, Kiki West, Tiffany Tazell, Rashawn Langley, A. Curtis Farrell, the producer of the McDonald's Gospel Fest, FSW, Janice Dempsey, J.J. Harrison, Capone, Gerald Kelly, Drew Frazier, Riff, Hope Flood, The Green Violinist, Darren Cookie Moore, Tony Redd, Judah Seeley, Bernard Jackson, who was my former mentor way back in the day, Bernard Jackson of Surface, Stacey Lattisaw, Christopher Williams, Doobie Powell, Keisha Rainey, Carmichael the Music Lover, Wendell B., CeCe Peniston, Curtis Flow, Melba Moore, Glenn Jones, J.P. Justice, Jay Alexander, I don't know if I said Drew Frazier already, but Drew Frazier, Richmond Punch, Calvin Richardson, J.D. Lawrence, Marcel Lashley Davies, and there were so, so many more that have blessed this show, and I want to say thank you once again for making it possible. And I'm going to move on because there's so much to cover. I haven't spoke to you in a month, and starting June, I'm going to be vamping back up and doing a little bit more, you know, shows. So tell somebody, share the link, share the phone number. They can call in and they can listen. I want to give a shout out to all of the Aries and the Tauruses born in this month. A shout out to my niece, Aaliyah, a.k.a. Pinky Poo, my little sister, Tammy. Also, my great nephew, Cammy Cam, Cameron DeCauzy, my cousin, Katrina, my niece, Jasmine, who's coming up her birthday, Jazzy Jazz, my eldest godson, who is a grown man with his own children now, DeShawn McCain, who is a basketball coach down at Fayetteville University. I'm so proud of him. My daddy would have been 67 coming up on May 5th, but I will have a show in May, and I just want to say, because the show will be after Mother's Day, if you're listening now, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, the aunties, the grandmothers, the adopted, the mothers who have adopted children, the foster mothers, everyone who is a mother in some type of way, all the spiritual mothers. All right, let me move on. I do want to let you know that there is scripture based regarding this, and I'm going to give more information, you know, after the break about some other things. But making change, making changes in your life is not easy all the time. And anything that you have to work hard at has a great reward at the end. Nobody wants something that comes too easy to them, and that includes relationships, especially sexual relationships. So I want to say I heard something about when T.D. Jakes was talking, and I was listening to him today, and basically he was saying that if you're in God and the more you've suffered, the more the reward is going to be. And you have to work towards that. This show was not just like that. I had to continually work at it, and I'm still working at it. I'm still making changes, and I have to have the bravery. I have to have the courage, the fortitude, the determination to want to be better. And if you have that, you have the persistence, and you have the determination, you can do it. Whatever it is that you're trying to do that's positive, you can do it. And I'm saying this because I want to encourage you, because sometimes I don't always have encouragement. I have to encourage myself. I have to push myself. I have to say to myself, you can do this, girl. You know, every time I come on here, I get a little bit of butterflies in my stomach, and that's a good thing. But I'm pushing towards what I want and what the goal is, and that is to talk to all of you and for my guests to come on and talk to you. So I wanted to give some scriptures real quick because I see that my first caller has already called in. So please wait patiently, sweetheart, on the line while I go over these scriptures real quick. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." I remember when I was first homeless, and a friend of mine from Stanford, we were at a cookout, me and my mother and her were sitting around talking, an old friend of mine too, and this lady, she started singing this to me. And this right here just resonated with my heart because I went through some hard, hard places. And I know God is giving me my reward. And some things are not noticeable. Some things are within, you know, before they can be showing on the outside, you know. So, you know, please don't envy me, because my life has been a rough road. And so the blessings of the Lord are here. The blessings of the Lord are there in your life as well. You just got to look for them. You know what I'm saying? Blessings is not always money. Okay? He blessed me in the situation so that I might not die, so that I might have food to eat, so that I might not get killed by someone, so that I would be protected, so that I might encourage somebody when I come out and they say, oh, you got a beautiful place to live. Say, girl, guess what? Well, look what I went through. This is how God brought me over so that I may be able to live and tell the story about it, okay? So I'm going to go to Jeremiah 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. I didn't see the Lord when I was going through my situations. And I was sleeping in my car for 7 months, living with crazy-ass people. I didn't see God all the time. I had to trust him. I had to say to myself, this too shall pass. You're going to make it out of this. And when you make it out of this, it's going to be way better than what you came out of. Okay, let me move on. A lot of times we're scared to make change, even when that change is good. You know, 1 Corinthians 15:51. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. Change all the time. The constant in our life is change. You wake up and you are changed. You're not who you was the day before. You might got a little pimple on your face that you didn't have yesterday. You might be going through some physical changes that you didn't go through the day before. There might be a breakthrough that happens in your life suddenly, just like that, and you don't even know it. I was waiting for something to come into my life, and it took over a year, and I was praying. I was tithing, putting a label on my seed when I sent it into my church, asking my pastor to pray for me, asking people, look, well, I don't know what's holding this up, but when it comes, it's coming. So in any case, let me move on. Malachi 3:6, I, the Lord, do not change. So you, the descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. Once we accept Christ into our life, we are engrafted into the body of Christ. So that means we are inheriting the blessings of the Lord as well on the seeds, on the descendants of Jacob and Abraham. Boom. We got it too. Okay? So if we're talking about stuff that is not seen all the time with the eye, because we got a perception in America thinking if somebody's driving a fly car, they're looking good, they got money. That doesn't mean that. And that doesn't mean that they're blessed. They could be the most miserable person on earth. That could be the only and best outfit they got in their whole closet for the entire year. Their car payment could be like $500-$600, okay? And they're struggling to keep that car before it get repossessed. So you don't know what somebody is dealing with. Numbers 23:19, God is not human that he should lie, not a human being that he should change his mind. And then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? Okay, think about that. All right, he not a human being. He not your man. He not your woman. He not even somebody pastor that you may have seen, or they told you a lie and it didn't say what they didn't do what they say they was gonna do. He not like them. So this is what we got to understand. If we believe in God, then we got to believe that he got our back. You know what I'm saying? That he going to be there to hold us up. So that's all I got to say about that. I am going to go to a very quick musical break. And we're going to come back because we got a treat. This woman right here, Yo, I wait until after the break. Okay, so I'm going to play a little bit of this, Shalamar, Night to Remember. Been listening to Talk to Me Radio. We are celebrating 12 years of me doing media with Diamonds in the Rough, which is my ministry. Talk to Me Radio started 12 years ago on the 23rd of April. So I want to thank everybody for your support. Please, please, if you want children's books, if you want relationship books, I have poetry books as well. I have 19 books published for me. Purchase a book. Holler at me. Call me up. Text me. Inbox me. Do something. And I will reach back out to you and we can order some books for you. Also, my artwork. I have 30 pieces of artwork, paintings. If you'd like to support in that way, go to my website. It's listed on the show page. Call me up. We can talk. We can definitely work out payment plans if you can't afford it. I'm not like that. So if you want a piece that's for sale, please let me know. If you feel in your heart that you just want to bless this ministry and what I do and help out, then please do that. My PayPal has changed. It's under Sheree Humphrey at Gmail, or you can find it at 42DITR at Gmail, or you can do the Cash App that's up there right now. So in any case, I just want to read Melissa Elmore. This is my first guest on tonight. Melissa Elmore, a.k.a. Misconduct, is a Connecticut-based comic, writer, and host, and has made a big splash on the local comedy scene. Yes, she has. Additionally, she has performed in New York, New Jersey, Caribbean Islands, and aboard cruise ships. She was recently named Connecticut's Comic of the Month. She also has been featured in Hartford's Best Magazine. Her style can be described as high energy and sensual that includes a wide variety of topics from a women's perspective. Misconduct has sass, but she is also sweet and ensures a hilariously funny connection to everyone in her presence. So I'm going to click her in right now.
Hello, Siri.
Hello.
How you doing, Miss Conda? Happy birthday, bro. You're 12 years old today. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much, girl. Thank you.
Happy birthday. If I would have known, girl, we would have had some cake, some cupcakes or something. How you doing? Oh, my God.
I'm doing fine. I'm so glad I have my voice today because my voice has been going in and out. But it was a pleasure meeting you. I met you at Jackson's comedy thing here in Bridgeport at the Metric one night. And you were just fabulous. You looked good.
Oh, my God.
You was chilling that night, girl. I was like, yes.
Thank you so much.
Yes, honey.
Thank you so much. You know, I was in Bridgeport. You know, I'm scared of Bridgeport. I heard some things about Bridgeport. So I was just trying to mind my business.
Okay. Yes, but you have a big event coming up, you know, before I get into the questions. Tell everybody about that.
Yeah, so my birthday, so I heard you. I was listening. Shout out to the tourists. I'm a big tourist myself. May 8th, holla back.
Yes, happy birthday.
Okay, so my birthday is on Mother's Day this year. Shout out to all the tourists.
Wow.
Yes, because we don't play no
games. Isn't that something?
Yep.
Okay.
So I'm having a birthday brunch comedy show, okay, and it's going to be in Bloomfield, Connecticut. And it's going to be a brunch. I got some good food. I'm a big girl, so, you know, you don't got to worry about the food. The food going to be off the chain, okay? You don't
all right,
worry
that's
about
what I'm
that.
Talking about.
Okay, and I'm going to have a DJ, a good DJ. I love music. You know, us tourists, we love the art. So the music
yes.
is going to be off the chain, and the comedy is going to be there. So it's a brunch, and, you know, we're going to put on our spring linen. You know, we're going to look
yes.
good. We're going to get full. We're going to have some drinks. And we're going to laugh. We're going to have a good time. So this is going to be
yes.
May 7th. May 7th.
And,
Bloomfield,
I'm
going to
be there.
From 12 to
yep.
4. Yes,
me and my sister going to be there.
We're going to turn up. We're going to act the fool.
Yes. I think I better pack my bag because I don't know. I may not make it back. I may have to stay
listen.
Tonight with somebody.
Listen. Listen, whatever you got to do, shoot, we gonna probably. That's what I was saying too. I might have to have an after party at my crib. Shoot,
okay.
Make sure I get it together, cause you know,
right.
once I'm up, it take me a long time to come back, girl. Mm-hmm.
Right, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you know, with getting through the COVID, you know, we're blessed to have
oh,
to be
God.
Able to say we are still here, and so this is why.
Yeah.
Celebrating yourself and your birthday is important
yes.
as well. We celebrate
yes.
other people. We need to celebrate ourselves as well. So
yes.
I will. God will.
It's going to be a vibe. I'm so excited. You know, I try to do something every year for my birthday. And, you know, I had to cancel a couple things because the numbers would go low and they'd come back up. And it's just
right,
been a mess.
Right.
So I think,
right.
You know, myself and, you know, my friends and my following, we ready to come outside. We ready.
Okay.
We ready to have a good
yes.
time. We ready.
Yeah, so we're talking
yes.
about changes tonight. So,
ooh.
You know, misconduct, tell me, what is that saying to you when you think about changes?
Oh, when I think about change, I think about growing pains, okay?
Because
Number one, people don't like change. People don't like
right.
change. People love what they are accustomed to. People like to be
yes.
comfortable. And if you gotta
right.
change, okay, if God makes a way for you to change, okay, that means you're growing. And a lot of
yes.
times that's going to hurt. A lot of times
yep.
you're not going to like it. You're not going to want it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we don't even receive it. And we block our own
mm-hmm.
blessings. We don't even know it.
You're right about
we
that.
We don't even know it. You know what I'm
yep.
saying? And we have to know that change is good. When I say we as people, we as human beings got to recognize that change
right.
is good. You
yes.
know? And
absolutely.
I went to Sunday school back when I was 6 years old. I don't remember everything. But I know
right.
that the Lord said,
right.
you got to receive it, okay, if you can achieve it. I know that was
I remember
the
whooping.
Somewhere.
That's yes. what I remember, the beating. I
yes,
remember the switch
right.
tree.
Yeah, all of that. Okay. Listen, you better change if you don't want
okay.
your ass beat.
Okay.
People, we don't understand that. We think everything that's good is supposed to come easy. And you was touching
right.
on that when you were speaking on it, like the person with the Benz or the BMW. People, we just assumed that it came easy. Oh no, what that person had to go through to get that car.
That's right. That's right.
You
might
know
be stolen.
We don't know how many dang-a-langs that lady had to suck. What am I? What,
oh, God.
I'm sorry, Father God.
If you're under the age of 16, then you need permission to be on this show tonight.
For no cause, ladies. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that's not.
But that's
what
the truth.
I'm saying.
That's the truth.
But
you know,
sometimes we got to do what we got to do. Okay, everything
right,
easy.
Right.
Everything good
yes.
is not easy, is what I'm trying
That's
to say.
Right.
So you don't know
Absolutely.
What a person got through. When people, and then social media, all you see is the picture, okay? Put a picture up. That's all you see.
Yes.
You don't see what the blood, sweat, and tears that went on
exactly.
behind that picture. You don't know how many times they had to take that picture to get it right. Child, please, y'all need to
okay.
stop.
That is so true. You said it. And, you know, and like you said, growing pains. When we're growing up, you know, we gotta be led, we gotta be guided, we gotta be taught. And if you're not,
yes.
you gotta learn on your own. And
you gotta
You gotta learn on your own. So what made you, you know, was you funny when you was little? Did you wanna be a comedian when you were a little girl?
So let me tell you about me. I grew up, so my mother had two only children, okay? So me
okay.
and my brother, we're 20 years apart. Okay, so he
wow.
grew up by himself, and I pretty much grew up by myself. And you know what? And I did the same thing. I didn't mean to, but I did the same thing. We'll get into that later if we got time, honey.
Okay,
but,
all right.
So me being an only child, and my mother, I would always say, Ma, play with me. Ma, play with me. She'd be like, I don't play with kids. So I always had to play by myself. I had a vivid imagination. You know,
yep.
I would, you know, just always come up with stuff. And I was different from a lot of kids. And people
right.
would always say to me, as a child, Melissa, you so crazy. Oh, my God, girl, where did you – oh, my God, Melissa, you – I just had
right.
that personality. I've always had it ever since
yes.
I was a little girl. And as an adult, people would say to me, have you ever thought about doing stand-up comedy? Oh, my God, you so crazy, girl. Oh, my God, you so crazy. All the time, that's all I would hear. And so, you know, I was in a point in my life where I had capacity. And, you know, I had just went through a really bad breakup. I had just bought a house. And I like to keep busy. And I was just like, okay, Lord, what next? Like, what do you want me to do? Come on
right.
now. And it came to me, comedy. So I'm like, okay. So I reached out to a couple of folks that I knew that was doing comedy, and I said, what I got to do to get started? And they told me, you know, just write some stuff down. So I just started writing stuff down that I thought was funny, and I went to a couple of open mics. And my friends and my family supported me more than I ever imagined that they would. I couldn't believe it.
Wow, that is nice.
Y'all love me. Yeah, I got $5. Y'all wouldn't even give it to me, but okay,
okay.
You know, it's been on and popping ever since. I have been doing comedy for 4 strong years, and I would
say
every time I get on stage, I feel like I do better than the last time. I love being a student of comedy. I love performing comedy. I love meeting new people like yourself, Sherry. I love it.
It's Sherry.
My bad.
Yeah, that's
down.
All right.
Sheree
like Marie.
Yes, honey.
Go ahead, baby. Go ahead.
Meeting and traveling, and I'm having a good time. I'm having a great time with this. And I just thank God for the opportunity because I feel like I really needed it you know, I feel like I'm doing the Lord's work. I talk about dinglings and a lot of stuff like that, but I know, I try to incorporate, you know, the funny with some knowledge, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like I try to teach people stuff, you know, and leave people with a Raymond word as the pastor.
Yes, I hear that. I hear that. And you know what? Because people receive things different from different people. Everybody is not the same. Some people receive it through a song. Some people receive certain things through a message. And sometimes that message comes through comedy and makes people think. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like D.L. Hewley, he always making people think, you know?
Yes.
And funny at the same time. So I feel you on that. So tell me, you know, what when you decided to do it and you got in, you started going to the open mics, you started feeling yourself, you know, on the stage and doing it, and you really received the audience and they received you. Did you decide to have a particular style at that time, or did you say the, or did you just do it?
I just did it. My mouth, I've always had a potty mouth. So, you know, it was nothing for me. I go on stage, and a lot of times, I would say 90% of the time, everything that I'm talking about is something I have been through or something that one of my friends have been through. I am myself when I'm on that stage. And people say to me all the time that don't know me, they'll say, oh, my God, you're such a comedian. And I'm sitting here like, I really meant what I said. You know,
exactly.
It's kind of like a blessing. It's like, oh my gosh, you think I'm crazy, but it's like I can hide behind the title of being a comedian, but this is how I really am.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
I saw
couple
of videos you put up there, especially that one with the cake. I was dying. I was like, you was hiding that cake on the side. I think your son or your daughter ran in and said something to you like, what you doing?
And this is, and you know what, that video, it's the truth, y'all. I've been a big girl my whole life, okay?
And
you know, I'm at the point now where I'm getting older, okay? And it's no longer comfortable on my on my joints and my bones. I'm getting old, y'all. Okay, so weight and age do not go together. Okay, it just don't.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I can't go into my 50s and my 60s, you know, at this weight. I gotta lose some weight, but I love cake.
Right.
So what? What are you supposed to do? So I work out and I eat cake at the same time. It ain't none of your business. What happened was he shouldn't have came around that corner. That's what had happened.
Okay.
I was working out, and he wanted to be all nosy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I was doing me. You saw me, right? You saw me?
Yes,
I did.
Doing
it. You saw me. Okay. Hello.
Exactly.
Kill two birds with one stone.
We have about 3-4 minutes left, and I see that Jay hasn't called in yet, but I know he will be, and I was a little late clicking you in. So just tell me, what when you knew you had it and you were on that stage within them 4 years, what was you saying that you knew at that point, this is it, I got it right
you
now?
You know what? Cherie, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't feel like I have it. I don't feel like I have it. People tell me all the time, you are funny. People will say, oh, you're funnier than this person. You're funnier than that person. Oh, my gosh, you're going to blow up any day. People tell me that all the time. But I am a student. You know what I mean? I'm a student.
Absolutely.
I'm always learning.
Yep.
I'm always growing. So I don't feel like I'm there. I'm the type of person, I'm going to do my best no matter what I do. Whenever I go on stage, I want to look good, I want to feel good, I want to smell good. When I tell a story, when I do comedy, I do it with my entire body. You're looking at me, so I'm going to give you something to look at. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I might walk past me. When you come up to me, you're going to give me a hug. You're going to say, oh, my God, this bitch funny. She smell good. She look good. Yes, I'm the total experience. My body is a playground.
Okay.
So,
shut up, G. You don't do that.
I'm the full body experience.
Woo!
You know what I'm saying? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to do my best. That's all I can do is do my best. And I honestly feel like the best is yet to come. I'm not there. I'm not there. And I don't know if I ever be there, because, you know, we are our own worst critics.
Yes. Absolutely.
You know, so
and
I
think that that's a good thing. That that I think in a way that is a very good thing, because it pushes you to be better than you were the first, the you know, before you
yes,
go on again.
Better than before.
It helps you work work at your craft, and you're not, your head ain't swole to the point where you're
right.
like, oh my God, I can't learn no more. I'm done.
Exactly.
You know, this is it. You know, and so we are ever evolving, you know, and so
yes.
I think that's a good thing that you
yep.
feel that you haven't made it yet. And I'm the same way. People looking
yep.
like, oh, my God, dad, you, how many places you done graduated from? And I'm still learning. I was just on a webinar last night? I'm listening to so many workshops and webinars, you know, since
yep.
this pandemic, you know, just to educate myself in something that
yes.
I don't know. Because
yes.
there's somebody doing it just as good or better. And I want
yes.
I want to continually grow and not be just,
yes.
oh, okay, I got
right.
it.
Right.
You know, I said I'm an educated thug. However,
oh.
however, I could be the most ignorant and ghetto person you ever want to meet if
Shireen.
You make me angry. So,
Shireen, don't hurt him, Shireen. Oh Lord Jesus, I believe you too.
Okay,
what's your sign,
Shireen?
Look, Aries. Oh, you, oh,
Aries.
Lord, even worse. Okay.
Taurus
yep,
moon.
Yep.
Taurus moon, Libra rising.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You better keep a smile on her face, y'all. Yep.
Okay. I could be the sweetest person in the world.
Yeah.
Give you the shirt
yeah.
off my back. Make you my last
yep.
hot dog. However.
However, if you cross me, I will take
yes.
that shirt that I gave you and put it around your neck and choke you. Wait, is we on live? Wait, I mean, we were just playing. Allegedly.
We were playing, y'all.
I mean,
we were playing.
Yeah, I was, yes. I would never.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. But, yes, I am going to go to a quick break. And I want you to, you know, if you got to get something to drink or whatever, and
okay.
go to a quick break. And, you know, if I can have Jay to come on and talk, and then maybe I can have you say something near the end, you and him together. So hold
okay.
on. Don't hang up.
I'm here.
Don't baby. Hang up.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you. gonna be different.
Oh, it's gonna be different. What's gonna be different about it, huh?
You're gonna get more loving,
more kissing,
more squeezing,
more hugging,
and more.
More what?
That was Love Changes by Kashif and Melissa Morgan. I have the privilege to meet Kashif and sing for him and chill at his house and everything. God rest his soul. Really nice guy. But in any case, you are listening to Talk to Me Radio. We are celebrating 12 years that I have been doing this show and doing media. And it has been a true, true gift and blessing. I do have my next caller that is waiting on the line very patiently. So people, I just want you to know, support Diamonds in the Rough. If you like to donate, please go to the show page. If you want to do PayPal, you can text me and I can give you the information for that, because it's a different email address. If you want to support and buy one of my 30 paintings, please do so. Go to the website, you know, scroll through and see which one you like. We can work a payment plan out if it's too much. Also, I have children's books, relationship books. I have 19 books. So please support. There's some ebooks as well that you can get through Amazon. But the paperbacks, please let me know if you'd like to purchase any of them, and I can put your order through. Okay? But I want you to know we have our next caller. His name is Jay the Comedian. And this guy blew me away. He was there at the Metric with Jackson's Comedy the same day that Misconduct was. And I swear, by the end of the night, I felt like I was about to throw up because I was laughing so hard. It was ridiculous. And this guy has appeared on HBO, BET, Def Jam All-Stars Tour, USO Tour. He's been in films such as Still a Teen, Dirty Game, Comedy Only in the Hood. He's hosted shows and appeared with Mike Epps, Cat Williams, and Michael Blackston. So I am going to click him in right now. Hello?
Hey, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I am so good. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Hello. Yeah, thank you so much. Hey. What's good, girl? How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. But if you can get in a room that's a little quiet, that would be great. That way there's no interference.
She said that would be fabulous.
Yes.
Let me try to see. I'm kind of like in I'm kind of like in transit right now. I'm sorry. Hold on 1 second. Let me see what I can do here.
Okay.
Give me like 2 seconds. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Yeah.
But for everybody listening, we're talking about changes. And, you know, Misconduct, she, you know, shared how she felt about it, what that meant to her. And I shared what I felt about changes, because change is the constant in our life. And, you know, with this pandemic, we've all been forced to change. I mean, I thought I was going to lose my mind when I was in the house like that over the pandemic. You know, I couldn't wait for it to be over and things to get back to normal. But in that process, I did a lot of art. I started up my comedy again. I had to do it a different way. Had to learn how to do it on Facebook Live and IG Live, etc. So there were a lot of things that transpired out of that for a lot of Americans and people around the world. You know, so Jay, tell me, how do you feel about that? What comes to your mind when you think about change? You still there? Hello, Jay?
1 second. Yeah, okay.
Okay. I can hear
Is
you
that
now.
Better?
Yeah.
Okay. Change in my perspective is change takes time and is never comfortable.
Right.
And change is a part of evolution.
Yes.
It is. You can't get around it. You know what I mean?
Right.
as far as change, is when you're a baby, you change into a young adult. A young adult, you change to a teenager, you change from 2 feet to 5 feet to 7 feet to however tall you get. Changes.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So you are going to, it is inevitable that,
right.
that you evolve, which is synonymous with change, evolution, hopefully.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think life is full of changes. I think the change
mm-hmm.
is necessary for us to move forward in life and us trying to be the best product that we possibly can. I think that, you know, one of the core reasons of living life is to try to focus on and moving towards being the best person that we possibly can be.
Absolutely.
And
I honestly
feel that if you're not evolving, if you're not moving forward, if you, life is an ongoing forward moving process.
Yes. Yes.
And I feel that
yes.
if you're not moving forward, if you're not at least trying to or working on yourself, and even if you're in a relationship, I've heard it said that a relationship is two people working on themselves and not each other.
Oh,
and
that's real good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I've heard that said, because a lot of people. But what about you? And what about everybody want to point the finger back and forth? So what
yep.
about, it's like a seesaw. Guess what? You ain't going nowhere. But you going up, she going down. Ain't nobody going forward though. Everybody go up and down.
Right.
Everybody going forward.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. Because many years, I have been clean, I think 28 years from heroin and cocaine, right? By God's grace and mercy, praise God.
Well, yes, praise God.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah, I have
yes.
And one thing I had to, you know, like when I first got into Narcotics Anonymous, where years ago, and I had to take a look at myself and say, you know, what is it that I need to change
mm-hmm.
if I want
mm-hmm.
my life to change? Because if nothing changes, nothing changes.
Absolutely.
If nothing changes, if you don't change, then nothing else gonna change.
Mm-hmm.
See, you know,
mm-hmm.
people change their living location, they change their job occupations, they change, you know, they change their spouses, you know, but very few people have the, you know, changed the common denominator. And all of their things, all of their affairs, which is themselves.
Absolutely.
Very
yep.
few people change themselves. You got to change. See, the common denominator in all of our affairs is changing oneself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It is renewing of one's mind.
Yeah.
So when you speak change to me, what comes to me is the renewing. A lot of things come to mind. But
and I'm so glad you said that. I'm glad you said that, Jay. You touched on something that I forgot to say. And you talk about renewing. This is spring, the season of spring, where things are blossoming, coming out, they're birthing, new things are happening. And so this is the cycle, the time for birthing something new, for creating
mm-hmm.
something new. Mm-hmm. And this is why I love the spring. I'm born in the spring. I love the spring season because I love seeing the flowers come back, you know, to life, and the leaves come back on the trees, and, you know, all of that is like so refreshing. And, you
right.
know, it just reminds me that, hey, the freaking trees are changing all the time. They, you know, they know what
yeah.
to do. So I can do it too. I know that I want to be better than I was the year before. What did I do to change? You know, did I lead anybody to Christ? Did I help them, you know, get over a hurdle? Did I encourage somebody? Did I motivate somebody? You know what I mean?
Come on now.
So
come on now.
All of those things. I'm standing on the shoulder of many, many mentors.
Come on now.
You know, I could have been a drug addict or a prostitute. You know, I could have been anything.
Wait a minute. Hey, listen to me. You stand so tall because you stand on the backs of those that have come before you.
Yes. Yes.
You stand so tall because you stand on the backs of those that have come before. And see, this is, And what I just said to you is the terminology is which has been lost in the African American culture. You know, the crab in the barrel, the house Negro, field Negro, and you know, I think African Americans consume maybe 18% of the nation's country. The census is saying they made a mistake. They think that you know, there's more Spanish and more blacks in the country, but we made a mistake and we miscounted, and you know, that's a whole nother talk show within itself. But you know,
That's my comedy show. Act in a week.
You all have been my comedy act. Yeah, that's a whole nother talk show right there within itself. But you know, but and listen, and let me just say this: I learned a long time ago. You were talking about spring, and you were talking about fall, and you were talking about evolution. So you know, those three things within itself. You know how they say fall back, spring ahead.
Okay.
Fall back.
Okay.
Spring, because fall the time go back, spring the time go forward. So fall back, spring.
Okay. Oh,
you know
all right.
So spring ahead, Hey, listen, each one teach one. I'm here. I'm learning too, sis.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we're here for. You know what I'm saying? Listen, we had a precious moment. Come on, let's educate each other. Yeah, I mean, it ain't no big eye, little you. It's about the equality
of the
whole thing. You know what I'm saying? What can we both get? What can we both and our listeners get out of this as well?
Yes.
Hey, listen.
But tell me, Jay.
If I cannot be an asset, I would not be a liability.
Okay, I know that's right. I know that's right.
I'm not going to be a liability. I'm here to be an asset. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make a difference in my life and in somebody else's life as well.
Absolutely.
In my children's life, in my nieces and nephews' life. If I can't make a difference, man, to me, life ain't worth living. Right hand to goodness, man. You know,
that's true. That's true. You want to leave something behind. So somebody can say, you know what I mean? If it wasn't for him,
how about that?
I wouldn't even be here.
Let me tell you, how about that legacy? Let me tell you something. I don't know how much time I have here. I'm sorry.
You got time? Yes. You got time?
I got a guy named Shorty. Shorty, he's from Patterson,
okay.
He's a comedian. He hosts for Michael Blackson right now. And Shorty Kendall Ward, and he's got a brother named Kenneth Ward. They're twins, actually. And Kenneth is a school teacher in Newark, New Jersey, where I'm from.
Okay, right.
So last year, Kenneth had formulated a program for inner city school children, right? And I got a story to tell, you know. And I've always wanted to talk to kids, you know, like I only talk to these teenagers. Because I'm from Newark, from the hood, you know.
Mm.
I don't know what you know about Newark, but what you know about Newark, but I'm from Newark, Newark is a hood, yeah. And I always wanted to speak, and I've done some inner city school systems because I've been doing comedy a long time. And I've been speaking to, every now and again, when I get a chance to talk to kids, yo, you could do this. And I've been on TV, a lot of them, yo. I consider myself an inspiration. To other people.
Yeah.
And man, I've heard it said that, yo, my man, you a legend. I've heard all kinds of stuff over the years. So if I could give back to somebody else, I want to, and I will. So
And this is why it is a gift to do this show, because people like you, people like Misconduct, we all are human. We all have something to share. From our experiences and from us growing, like in this comment, we're talking about those growing pains, you know. And so you're definitely an inspiration to me because, number one, you've been doing, I've been on BET, but not like you. At, you know, HBO and Def Jam All-Stars, I mean, that was like the bomb.
Well, I did my first TV in 89.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I go back. That was my first TV was Showtime at the Apollo, 1989, 125th Street, Hall of New York. Never forget.
Yes.
Hamburger was there. Hamburger was there. Me and Hamburger.
Oh, yeah.
I met Hamburger in 87.
Wow.
Cool Bubba Ice popped up 2 years later. He was in the 11th grade doing comedy. We had to sneak him through the back door in the club. Listen,
my
I go
God.
Back.
My
Phyllis
God.
Devon Stigley. Phyllis, I go back with motherfuckers. Faze Out Love, Vice Joe Clark. I can tell you names you never heard of in your life.
Right. I've not heard of Faze Out.
Go back.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, I go back.
But how did you? What made you want to go into comedy in the first place? What was that moment?
I was always kind of funny in high school, you know, the regular old thing. And I was in the streets since that third. Attended college. I acquired a 2-year scholarship. I attended Winston-Salem State University, North Carolina. They threw me out of my third year.
Yes,
yeah,
I've been
here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I attended Winston-Salem. They threw me out. I did a year there. They threw me out. So I went with the wrong crowd. Whatever.
Oh, Lord.
Came back
okay.
home. I started shining shoes at Newark Airport. And I started, I was funny. I could always do impressions and make, you know. So white people were like, you know, you should really pursue a career in stand-up comedy. I think you're fucking hilarious. I'm like, oh, you're fucking hilarious. So, you know, you're fucking hilarious. Right. I was like, all right, fuck it. So I kept on mm-hmm. doing shows. I kept working different jobs and driving jobs. I was young. I was 19, 20.
Okay.
I was like 20 years old. My son wasn't even born.
Yeah.
20 years old. I was 1980.
Wow.
Shit, 86, 87, yeah. So I met a hamburger doing some. I went to a local comedy show and the talent show, and I went on stage at Boobie. Get the fuck out of here. I did that, and I met a guy named Bulldog, Leonard Mann, Newark, New Jersey, Bulldog of comedy. He wasn't a Bulldog yet. And this is before Channel 5 Uptown Comedy Club. This is before Deb's Comedy Jam. No, it's out there.
Let me ask a question. Do you know where Adams Street is?
It's up that way. It's up there. You got to walk straight up Broad Street.
Straight up by Broad?
Yeah, sure.
So when I go out here, I
yes. Yes.
And then I'll get
Adams? No, you got to go straight up Market Street.
Yeah.
You got to go Market. I'm so sorry. You got to Market. Make it right. Yeah, I'm on the phone. I'm sorry, bro. It's all good. Spanish people over there. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but
I'm trying to find Adams. Yeah. He was there. I'm trying to find McDonald's. Where is Oh, yeah. So I go back before Channel 5 Uptown Comedy Club. I go back before, which is Tracy Morgan, Flex, and all of them. I go back before
mm-hmm.
Def Jam. Bob Sumner was my manager many years ago. I go back a lot of years. I go back
okay.
to the beginning when this shit wasn't nothing.
Right.
It wasn't nothing.
Right.
This wasn't
mm-hmm.
the only. It wasn't nothing. I mean, we started going
mm-hmm.
to little small clubs. Can we do comedy? Because back in the day, in New York, if you were a black comic, you had to pick a number. Now, I ain't going to say black, but, you know, black or white. You had to pick a number out of a hat to perform.
Really?
Because those are the only clubs that they had that we had. So what happened is this. So me and Hamburger and a few other people waiting around no more, we went to a small club and said, listen, we want to do comedy. It was like, comedy? It was like, yeah, comedy. So it was like, this was like back in 87, I think. So it was like, all right, well, you know, we need the club, and can you bring a crowd? I was like, yeah. So we started promoting the shit, got little flyers and shit, comedy show, you know. So we get there, we do a little comedy. Bob Sumner, you know who that is?
No.
You never heard of Bob Sumner?
Mm-mm.
Where you live?
I live in Connecticut.
Connecticut. Oh my God! Search Bob Sumner.
I'm from
when
Stanford.
When you see this, you're gonna bug out. Search Bob Sumner.
I was like 16, 87. I was like 16
she
years
said,
old.
You all left. He said, "Motherfucker, I was 10 years old." Motherfucker.
I was break dancing and singing in the singing group. I wasn't thinking about. I ain't
she
know
said,
nothing about no comedy.
Wait a minute. I said 87. You said, "Oh, this motherfucker's 100 years old." Well, how old are you, sir? Wait a minute. When I say 87, you start calling me sir. I'm sorry, sir. Sir, mister, you're perverted. Mister, you're too old for me. I don't know who you are. I know you got my number. Mister, I'm say 87. You said mister, sir.
I was breakdancing and pop locking.
Shit. T-shirt 87. Motherfucker, I was 8 years old. Who the fuck? How old are you, first of all? Let's start with this. First of all, sir, stop lying. Stop lying about this. Stop lying. Motherfucker, you're 100 years old. You know, everybody knows. Well, you said, hey, man, I knew you was 100.
Okay. I seen him because I watch comedy all the time.
Okay.
I seen him. I seen him on TV. You know, Russell Simmons. That
she said,
him.
"Wait a minute." I should say, "What you say, hamburger?" Y'all saw this thing. These motherfuckers got prostate issues. We gotta do a prostate cancer show. Prostate cancer comedy. Prostate comedy. These motherfuckers got prostate cancer.
Oh,
and 5 minutes. And 5 minutes, they pissing. Wait a minute, hold on, right back. You gotta have an outhouse on stage for these motherfuckers. They pissing their prostate cancer comedy.
Good Lord, damn.
How's everybody doing today? Hold on 1 second. He gotta run up in the outhouse. You come back out. Everybody all right? No, motherfucker, are you all right? We're trying to figure out.
Oh, Lord. But tell
okay,
me,
I'm
Jay,
sorry.
You got into
yes.
film because, you know, you worked your way up. You came up with
yeah,
before
I,
all of that was
evolved.
Even happening.
Things evolved, which is the topic of the show, Evolution. And things evolved, and I met people, and I got on TV. And But I came from the very beginning of this thing, Bob Sumner. Well, you got to search Bob Sumner. Bob Sumner, it's a long story. Bob Sumner. It's like
I'm gonna look him up. Definitely.
Yeah, Bob
okay.
Sumner is like the.
Okay.
Yeah, Bob Sumner used to work for Russell Simmons. Russell had Def Jam, and we were doing comedy. And Bob was like, "Yo, we can do this comedy shit on TV," and he brought it to Russell. At the same time, you had Channel 5 Uptown Comedy Club, Tracy Morgan and them. The Brown Brothers. The Brown Brothers
mm-hmm.
had the same idea in Harlem, 125th Street in New York. You know, they had a little beef and shit. Y'all, oh, you stole my idea. You know how black folks do. You stole my shit. We had
yeah.
the same idea. We were supposed to put it on TV.
Right.
You fuck that. You know, so Channel
right.
5 jumped off. Jeff Jam jumped off. It jumped off at the same time. You know, it was kind of, you know, I was running around here in the streets and shit on some stupid shit. I should have got out of here then, but you know, whatever. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a history. It's a history that comes along with this thing. There's
right.
a history that comes along
right.
with this thing. Yeah. So
yeah.
a lot of hate, a lot of jealousy in it. It's just sad. You know, it is what it is.
But you're still doing
jealousy.
It. And I'm so
yeah.
glad I met you. I mean,
I'm
like I said,
here.
You were
praise
doing
God.
Comedy. I was laughing so hard. I was sick to my stomach. And, you know, and that's a gift. That's something, and it's also something, you know, that you work at and you're doing that. You did that. And so, you know, you met Cat, so many people. I mean, Mike Epps, Cat Williams, and Mike Black.
I knew Mike. I met
names.
Mike when he first came to New York. Mike had a Jerry Carroll when I met Mike. Mike wasn't shit. He had a Jerry Carroll. I met Kevin Hart when he wasn't shit. Kevin Hart wasn't shit. He was a little brown, little turd, little young motherfucker. He wasn't funny. We was like, who the fuck is this? I'm Kevin Hart. We was like, matter of fact, he was a little calf. I'm a little calf.
A little calf.
But I tell
okay.
you what, though, he was a great. Let me tell you something. He was the greatest guy. He was the greatest heart.
Right.
Mike Epps, great heart, great person.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart,
yeah,
great
I
heart,
love
great
Mike
people.
Epps. Oh my God.
And let me tell you something.
Cat
and they, still to today. Yeah. Cat, I didn't know Cat from California. I knew Mike
right.
and Kev because they came to my. I'm from the East Coast. Cat Williams
right.
on the way. Now I've chilled with Cat Williams. I've spent some time with him. You know, I've hosted for him and the whole shit. But he still. I don't really know him like that. You know what I mean? I don't. You know, we ain't
yeah.
break no bread. You know, you my man.
Right.
Fuck this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We never did that. But we worked together. He was okay. He was a good brother. Yeah, I ran
mm-hmm,
the streets.
Mm-hmm.
He ran the streets. So we understand each other on that tip. You know what I mean? So you understand?
Okay.
He's a good brother. But like Kevin and Mike, I know them personally. I knew them when they ain't had shit. So that's J.B. Smooth.
Right.
Knew him when he had nothing.
Right.
J.B. ran shit. So we used to run a road together when we was young. Fucking before he got married and before he had kids and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
You know, about
okay.
So, you know, I knew Mike. I guess Mike had his kids when I met him, but his kids was mad little. And that was, you know,
okay.
you know, but that was his first set of kids when he wasn't nobody. So, you know, Kevin right. Hart had no dad kids. Him and his wife had been here, had been together forever. You know what I'm saying? When he got on, they were still together. Then they had the kids. You know, we all go back. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
Great
okay.
brothers and I, you know, and great guys. And I wish all of them well. You know, I'm glad I can say that I came up with somebody that made it, that got it. You know what I mean? You know,
yeah.
Bill Bellamy.
Absolutely.
Me and Bill Bellamy
Absolutely.
Started. Me and Hamburger, Bill Bellamy started together. Me and Bill started together.
Okay.
Bill was
okay.
Bill Bellamy was with us back in 87. Bill Bellamy. Bill was like 22 years old. Young motherfucker. We was all young.
Okay.
Bill
I
Bellamy
see.
Was
okay.
in the game. Yeah, Bill Bellamy. We all started. We started out together. Yeah. Bill's from Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So am I. Hamburger
okay.
from Jersey. Bill from Jersey. Cool Bob Ice from Jersey.
Yeah,
Jersey,
I used to
Fox
go out there to. You said Newark, right?
Right. Newark.
You from Newark?
I'm from Newark, born and raised. 973, Brick City.
Okay,
because
that's where I used to go out there almost every year because I used to sing for the McDonald's choir for like 10
really?
Years. So we
Wait
had
a
the
minute,
show
the
at the Prudential.
Why that sound familiar?
McDonald's Gospel Fest?
Yeah, I heard about that. You ever got a Lenny Man?
Lenny Man, no, but I they started putting comedians
he,
in like maybe, I don't know, near the end, like maybe not. It's still going. But, you know, things changed when the COVID came. So, you know, and I moved everywhere. I was down in Winston. I was down over in Charlotte. I was everywhere. Staten Island,
right,
name
right,
it.
Wow.
So I stopped singing with them maybe about 4 years ago, something
right.
like that. But I was there every year for the fest because, you know, and plus I did the spoken word. That's what I was... You know,
wow,
known
beautiful.
For at
that
time.
I love
yeah.
that. I love that. I want to
mm-hmm.
try to find me a club now where I can do. I got a club that I'm doing once a month, and it's Elizabeth, who's some promoters of mine, of course, a good friend. And we doing that. Boom. We do the second show. We did. It's pretty. It's packed out. But we doing our numbers. So I want
okay.
to do. Because I sing also. I call myself a sing medium.
Okay, got you.
Like a comedian,
I mean,
but sing medium. That's right. I don't know if you know that. Jay
no,
Singh, the comedian.
No, but I know that a lot of people are multi-talented and have more than one gift. So that's the thing. But are you doing anything coming up that you want to share with everybody before we go?
I have no idea where we are, but yeah, I got. I will be in. Hold on one second. I got a little itinerary here. Yes, I will be, I'm running local for the next week or so. I'm actually going to catch a flight to North Carolina in a hot minute.
Okay.
And I'm in the Bronx, and then I got North Carolina. I'm back from North Carolina. I'm going back to the Bronx. From there, I'm going to Jersey, I'll be in Atlanta for the 10, 11, and 12 in Atlanta. I'll be back in Jersey on the 13th. 14th is Philadelphia. 15th is Hasbro, Pennsylvania is the 8th.
Wow.
I'll be in Miami on the 20th.
Is there a website?
Yeah, I don't have like a legitimate website, but I have the and please add me on Instagram, J-A-Y Comedian 12 Instagram. IG, Instagram, J-A-Y, comedian spelled out, C-O-M-E-D-I-A-N, 12, Instagram,
okay.
Once again, you can follow me on Instagram, J-A-Y, comedian, C-O-M-E-D-I-A-N, 12, J-A-Y, and Facebook, I have two pages, you can follow me on J-A-Y, comedian, Facebook is J-A-Y,
okay.
comedian spelled out. So, Facebook,
okay,
J-A-Y,
well,
comedian,
I'm going to click Misconduct in right now so she can share if there's any upcoming events that she might have as well. Miss Conduct?
Yeah. Hey, y'all. I was listening.
Hey, boo. Hey, boo. You better shout out. Hey, bye.
First of all, I was over here thinking, Bob Sumner is somebody you should know. I don't care how old you are, girl. You in the game.
Okay.
Bob Sumner is, okay? You got to look,
I'm
look
him up.
Yo, hey, wait.
Did he say you were in the subway?
Hey, sweetheart. Hey, well, what's your name again? What's your name again? I'm sorry.
Sheree, me?
No, not Sheree. But what's that?
Misconduct.
Hey, listen, misconduct. And Bob started to find out he don't know who she is. She gonna have a problem.
Yes. We gonna you about
gonna
to take
like,
that part.
How
out
you don't know who the fuck I am? How dare
he's
you?
He's like the father of comedy.
His fucking ego.
He's the father of comedy, Sheree.
Well, you know what? I'm just now getting back into the comedy
you
thing.
Ain't know who
you
your
know
father
what I'm saying? So I gotta look this guy up so I can be on the same page. I know who he is.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
You know, I was singing exactly. I was singing back in the day, pop locking and all of that. So
Lord,
and all of that.
JP, you be my comedy pimp. Like, could you put me out in these streets and I can slay jokes? Like, you know, you could be my pimp and I could be your hoe. Like,
hey,
oh
you,
my God.
You know what, sis? Listen, okay. I would do whatever I can for you. I honestly mean that. And if I didn't, I wouldn't even say it. I'm live like that. I'm real like that. I'm a grown man.
Me.
You know what I mean? I don't got time for the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? If I can do, I will do whatever I can for you, sis. I honestly promise you that.
I want you to pimp me. I want you to be like, I got this new phone. Okay.
People listening, they're not talking about real pimping. We talking,
oh, no.
You know.
Well,
metaphorically.
Hey, sis. Listen. First,
page me after the show. Page me.
Okay. No. Listen. You, my sister. It's not a problem. Whatever I can do for you, I will. Whatever you need, give me a holler.
Oh,
if I can supply it for you, I got you, sis. I promise you. Real bad.
Yeah, true. I was like,
well, you know
everybody.
What? Jay, and Misconduct.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to be doing comedy for the first time in years at the Metric.
Oh my God.
Next week on Wednesday.
What?
Where are you? Where is that?
Right now I'm in Bridgeport, but remember when I met you at the Metric?
You're in Bridgeport.
Jackson's comedy event?
Yeah, that's what I did.
Huh? That's where I'm going to be on May 4th. May 4th.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay, cool.
Right.
That's what I'm going to do. Let me see if I can make it up there. May 4th. Let me see.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, shit. May 4th.
Oh, I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
Hey, put on the cute outfit. If you ain't funny, at least you'll be cute now. Show a little titty.
That's right. Hey, okay. I'm actually doing a character. Charmaine Carter is on my Facebook and is also on YouTube. I do many different characters. So that's one of them. My ghetto chick.
Okay.
I didn't take the meter.
Yeah.
She might be my cousin.
Okay, exactly.
No, God bless you. No, God bless you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Get it in. And listen, Sheree, listen to me.
Yeah.
Let me say this
to
you first. I've been doing comedy a long time, right? Let me say this, though. First of all, when you go on comedy, you go on stage. Let me say this to you. First and foremost, have fun.
Yeah.
See,
okay.
It's about having a good... Now, my act, when you saw my... I seem like a motherfucker off the street running up there talking crazy shit.
Yes, you did.
When you see my, you're like, who the fuck this motherfucker just talking?
Who the fuck?
Did he even write this shit? He just making this shit
okay.
up? Yeah, right. This motherfucker talking crazy. I think the motherfucker, is he drunk? Is he on drugs? Is he high? What the fuck? This motherfucker lost.
Yeah.
That's how my comedy, but it took me years to tailor it. And,
right.
And hold on. And over the years, since I started, I have changed. Back to the topic of discussion.
Yes.
I have changed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, you know, this comedy thing is this. Should we have fun? Listen to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
God is so, and I'm a God fan. I believe in God. G-O-D, good orderly direction.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes. Yes.
I have church on here with you. Let me tell you something. You know what Bible is?
Uh-huh.
The acronym for Bible. The acronym for Bible.
Oh, the acronym.
The acronym.
I might have heard it before.
Bible. No, wait a minute. Let me refresh your memory. The acronym for Bible is Basic Instruction Before Leaving Earth.
Yes,
that's what it is.
I couldn't remember.
Basic Instruction. That's the acronym for Bible. Basic Instruction Before Leaving Earth. Now listen, and God is your good orderly direction. Let me tell you something.
Yes.
You know, live your life, have fun, pursue your heart's desire.
That's
if your heart telling you, I'm going to do this, do that damn thing. You don't do it for them. Do it for you.
Do it for you.
Let me tell you something. When I'm on stage and motherfuckers looking at me, whoever ain't laughing, you know, if they miss it, they ain't blessed.
Right.
Uh-huh. If they miss it, they ain't blessed.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. God would not plant a seed in your heart that would not flourish. Come on. Once again.
Right.
Yeah.
God would not plant a seed that would not flourish. If you're doing it, that's because you're supposed to be there doing it, and you have God's favor.
Yep.
Amen.
You got God. If
Amen
you're doing it,
that.
God put it in your head for you to do it. You got. Listen, I ain't never wanted to be no doctor, because that's not my
Neither.
Calling.
Right.
You know, minister, I don't know. I'm not talking about getting me a kid. I don't know. But I ain't never wanted to be no nurse.
Well, I was on the verge of getting a contract
to me,
for acting.
I ain't never wanted to be with no man.
When the Lord called me.
I ain't never wanted to be in the bed with no man. That ain't my calling. You ain't my type.
Right. Right.
You ain't my type. But
right.
You look too much like me. You look too much like me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't fuck with you.
Yeah.
We not doing
okay.
Right, but God said, yo, you funny, you talented. I'm instrumentally inclined. I played trombone, baritone, sousaphone in college, high school, and grad school. Yeah, I played horizontal stage as well. I can sing. I'm going to call myself a singer. I sing when I'm in church. I do church shows and all.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I do all. I sing.
Yeah,
before, yeah,
you'll
I sing,
be,
yeah,
yes,
I sing.
You'll be a great pimp.
Mm-hmm.
She said she'd be a whole lot. Okay, we was over there. Oh, sidebar. I do agree. Yeah, I, you know, so, but Cherie, the bottom line, I'm going to tell you that the basis of your thing is write some stuff down, formulate it. Don't do too much. Less is more.
Less is more.
You know, don't be up there no half hour. You still new.
Nope.
You're trying it out. Give yourself 2 or 3 minutes. Rattle off a few jokes. Don't bite off more than you can chew. You know, try to get comfortable as you can.
Yourself.
Right, try to get as comfortable as you can. But you know what I'm saying? But still, at the end of the day, have fun. And that's all. I'm sharing that.
That's what it's about, having fun. Yeah, that's because
yes.
I was starting to get real nervous.
No, don't beat yourself up. This is fun, fun, fun. And the more you get on this, the more you'll get better. So this is your first time
and
you go up there and you have fun with it.
You know what, sis? You're absolutely right.
Let me
tell you something. You know what? She's right. The more you do it, the better. Let me tell you something. Comedy is like, let me just elaborate on that, what you just said, sis. Comedy is like a muscle. The more you do it, the bigger it gets.
Mm.
It's like a muscle. The more you do it, the
bigger.
So just work that muscle. Get on stage. Every time you get a mic, you're working that muscle. Don't be scared.
Yeah.
You can't be. If you're going to do this, let me tell you something. We had a place now, and all of us are of a certain age. Y'all probably a little bit younger than me, but y'all somewhere around
me.
Hello. She said, ooh, this motherfucker. What? You are this motherfucker. She said, ooh. What the fuck is that, yo? Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
She said, ooh. Wait.
That's a hard crowd to follow. Because I remember the first time I did it, I got booed. I cussed out Ray Chu, threw the microphone, was mad as I don't know what. Because that's when I was really, really wilding out. And then the next time I did it, I did not get booed. I did very well. And I did spoken word. I didn't sing that time. Because the first time, my head was like swole. You know, I was feeling myself. I was high.
Okay, you bipolar. Your ass crazy. This motherfucker,
yeah.
I know you're singing. Ain't no nigga putting up with that shit. She said, through the night before, I punched a nigga in the nose. I said, she's single as hell. Ain't nobody fucking with her. She ain't got no man nowhere. Ain't nobody putting up with that. I can imagine. And wait a minute. That's not even a real relationship. That was 10 minutes. Guys, imagine a whole hour. Nigga, I kill you. Nigga, I kill you.
Okay. Rachel, you're on the wrong team. Shut the fuck up. Bam.
I know your ex-boyfriend is like, man, this motherfucker done lost some motherfucker, man.
Let me tell you something about this comedy.
I know your ex-boyfriend. I know he got the Uber. I know he gets out there with the Uber. He said, sit right here. Don't move. This bitch crazy. Don't go nowhere. She going to throw me out here in about 20 minutes. She going to be throwing pots, pans, all kind of shit. That's it.
Oh, my. 20 minutes.
I don't even want to talk about him. I don't even want to talk about him. All right.
I know you
though. Oh, my God.
This joker doing comedy. He's talking about, I threw the mic down. I kicked the speaker. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Okay. In Brooklyn.
I threw the mic down. I punched the horse in the face. I said, motherfucker, I wish you would.
Harlem. Harlem.
I don't want none, I don't want no part to that.
Yeah,
man.
I had to get it together. So. But that's
I'm
not
good.
An easy
Thank
crowd
so
to do
much.
No comedy in front of. You know? That's not
that
easy.
Eerie.
Yeah, but, yeah. But you have to calm down.
Okay.
You have to calm down.
I have.
You have
that's
to
the
calm
thing.
Down.
I've changed. And when
yeah,
I went back
have.
That next time.
There you go.
When I went
it
back
changed.
That next time, I was nothing like the first time. So,
okay.
You know, I would you love to get to the point like
pain.
Y'all.
I'm not. I'm
yes,
not
growing
pain.
Pain.
Okay,
absolutely.
I don't
yeah.
care what you say. I'm not fucking shit. You're crazy. I don't know.
See, Henny
made
you do
crazy,
stuff, so I had to put that down back
she
then.
She said that.
Okay.
And
she said, now, wait a minute. I hope that was a long time ago. I hope it was in the 20s.
That was a long time ago.
Okay. You know what? Now you have my attention. Now, I thought you were talking about that last week. I said, hold on.
Oh.
No. Absolutely not.
Last week. What was that?
Now, I might incorporate
that,
that into my act, Charmaine. Might kick the speaker.
Uh-oh.
I said, wait a minute. She said, how long ago was that? She said, that was last week. I said, oh, my God. I don't want no part of that. I'm good.
It was
I
not last
know.
Week. Everybody that's listening, that was 22 years ago.
Oh, God. You got to
tell
some people to
see
that metrics. They're
going to
light your ass
I
up.
I said,
oh, God.
I don't want.
Well, I know most of them, so. If they light me up when
you know,
the show
I'm
is over,
you, hey,
guess
listen,
what?
I'm the only man. I'm the only man on this whole thing right now. And I'm gonna tell you what, though. I think all the fellas can attest to this. That best cooch be that crazy cooch. I'm gonna tell you what. That crazy cooch be that best cooch.
Misconduct. You gotta reply to this.
That best cooch be that crazy. Any man that's listening. You have to. Man, I'm a man of a certain age. You gotta admit, brothers, that best cooch is that crazy cooch, Nigga, I can't. You be like, you know what?
That's why they got a crazy baby mama.
Okay,
oh
exactly.
That cooch, that
that's following
cooch.
Them, and they can't get married.
Oh Lord, Jesus.
Because she always popping up out the bushes. Okay.
You stupid.
And slicing
times. Wait a minute, hold on. She popped out the bushes with a bathrobe and slippers on.
Exactly. And a bat.
That motherfucker got a bathrobe and slippers.
Talk about our
bushes. Where's your clothes? You like, where are your clothes?
Oh, my God. Y'all
yeah,
silly.
Exactly.
But is there any last thing that either one of you would like to say? I know we've gone way over time. It stopped streaming about 20 minutes ago, but it's okay. You can still go back and hear the entire show.
What kind of
my God. I didn't even know they would let me go this long, but it's almost 8 o'clock.
That's because you was over there ordering furniture and stuff.
You stupid. She said furniture.
You was at McDonald's.
You order with furniture and stuff. You order with furniture and stuff. She said stuff. You order furniture and stuff.
Oh, God.
Okay.
This has been just funny and hilarious. And I thank both of you for taking out the time
you.
To come on.
Thank you for
and
having
I,
us.
Yeah, thank
yeah.
you for having me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You
You're
so
welcome. And
thank
I'll be
you so
seeing
much,
you soon, Ms. Conda. For your party.
I'm going to try to make it down to Bridgeport to see
listen,
your debut,
well,
honey. You got
okay,
to
all right.
Listen,
thank
Ms. Conda, take my number. Get my number from somewhere. Inbox your Instagram. Send me your number, whatever.
Okay, I'll
inbox
you.
Hey, should we, you know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you got
yes.
my stuff. If it is, yeah, I'm here for you. If anything that I could do for you, or like Ms. Conduct said, you don't know about something, I will introduce you to anybody you need to introduce to. I will definitely help you along the way. I have
your
back. I got your back like the bra strap.
Look, I write, I sing, I'm an artist,
like
I'm an
bra,
author.
Like
I got many trades.
I got your back like a bra strap.
Yes,
thank you so much. You heard that.
You know it's going to be strong. Okay, thank you.
See, me and you will fuck around being
okay.
You know what? Why you doing this shit to me? You know I'm single. You know I'm single.
Oh, you single?
Yeah.
Oh. Uh oh. Give me my two side. What up?
Uh oh. Wait, hold on. What's going on? Okay.
I might be officiating the wedding next year with y'all. You never know.
Wait. Oh, wait, hold on. Slow that shit down. Hold on. Pump the brakes. Fuck all that now.
You see how
dudes
is? Anytime you mention marriage, just look.
He told you to slow down.
Okay.
Wait.
I'm going to slow down.
Wait a minute. Sheree, say what you was about to say. Say that.
I said anytime a dude hear marriage, they don't know how to handle it. Then they want to start running away. Okay.
No. Listen to me.
But when I asked him to pick me, he said,
"Sheree, that's a topic." Listen to me. No, you laugh, motherfucker. I'm trying to help you. That's a topic, baby.
Okay.
That's a topic.
Change.
You're a woman
yes.
of a certain age. Listen to me. You're a woman of a certain age. Talk about being single. Talk about men. When they talk about you saw making point. I had this girl one time. She said, "Jay, ain't shit out here." I said, "What is guys?" Oh. She said, "Jay, they'll fuck you. They'll have sex with you." And see what she said. When you start making plans with a motherfucker, that's when shit start going left.
My
talk
God.
About that. You're a
female. That's
that you're
because
female.
You know that's immaturity.
You know that better than I do. You know what I'm saying? What you just said, motherfucker, niggas start talking about marriage shit. Niggas like, hold up. Right now. Now you got to take that and take your experiences that you've been through, guys. You have conversations with guys. Or start having conversations with guys about that. How you feel about being married. That's how you find your material, baby.
You're doing
a radio show right now where you're getting information. Your information
yes.
is your material, baby.
Yeah.
Right.
The information. Is
I got
material.
A lot of information. That's the guy.
Yo, listen. Your information is your material. That's your material.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
your material. Talk to guys.
Yeah.
So how you feel about getting married? I don't know. And let me tell you something. You called it so you can run it back a little bit, and take footnotes. Take little footnotes
yeah.
down. He's scared.
Right.
Bad past relationship. His mother
right.
abandoned him. He's the only boy. He's the only boy with three sisters. Right, all that kind of shit down. And this all formulating
mm-hmm,
the set behind around being single and trying to find a husband, or being in a long term relationship and it didn't work out. And you know now you out here left by yourself. And there's so many topics for a woman of your age.
Right.
That other people can relate to. Other women in your
yes.
age can identify what you're saying, but you got to formulate it,
yep.
you got to format it, you got to put it together. It's there for
you.
You got to
work
on your
delivery.
It's there.
That's true.
It's
That's
there.
True.
But
mm-hmm.
you got to learn how to find it. You got to
okay.
learn how to
it's
find the material.
You got to deliver it.
Well,
too.
I'm.
All
I, yeah, that's is delivery. Yes. Definitely delivery, and I am definitely teachable. I'm willing to learn.
Once you put the set together, once you get the information and start spitting it out, take your time. Let me tell you something. It
mm-hmm.
takes 100 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It takes 100 years to be 100 years old. You know what that means? Give time some time. Give time
right.
some time. Don't
okay.
look for overnight. Oh, my. They'll fucking see me on stage. They'll be like, man, you a fucking bad motherfucker. How the fuck? You fabulous. I'm like, motherfucker, it took me 30 years to get the shit. That shit you saw tonight, that took me 30 years
right.
to do that shit.
Yeah.
I got 30 years in this shit. Oh, I got over 30, really, but, you know, I mean, it took me fucking 25 years to get my shit perfected to the point to where I can get a standing ovation. That shit took years.
Right.
That should take time, work. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so, you know no, but you can get it too. You know what I'm saying? Go on your radio show. Have a segment like this. Listen, whatever. Look, next segment you do, find you three guys and say, why don't men want to get married? Record that shit. Listen to what they saying and put that shit into a fucking act. I swear to God to you, you'll be a millionaire.
Okay.
You're going to be like, this motherfucker
taking your advice,
out of
definitely.
Fucking somewhere out of Jersey, told me some crazy shit. You know, I heard it. I listened. Your platform is where you're going to find your materials, sweetheart.
Right. You got it already.
All you
got
to do, listen, just take other people's stories and implement it in your comedy act.
And that's
take
what I'm doing with Charmaine on Wednesday. You had already touched on it. You touched on it already when you first started talking, and you didn't even know it.
Okay. You know what I call that? You know what I call that? I call that God.
Yes, God.
Let me tell you something. When God planted a seed in your heart, he will bring the people forth that is necessary for you to bring that dream alive. Bring that dream alive. God is for you.
Know. Yes.
God, see, let me tell you something. God don't make no mistakes. Ain't no coincidence. Let me tell you something. Coincidence is God's way of remaining silent. What? Let me say it again. Coincidence is God's way of remaining silent. Ain't no coincidence be on this phone call tonight.
That's true.
Let me say, don't nothing just happen. Oh, it just happened. I just wound up fucking him. You've been wanting to fuck that motherfucker, bitch. I kill you.
Okay.
I came in the house and his dick was out and it wound up in my mouth. No, bitch.
Oh,
God. Don't nothing just happen. It just happened.
His
dick wound up in my pussy. You know what, bitch? You took your clothes off. You know what the fuck you was doing.
Father God.
You had to take your drawers off first before that happened.
Jesus.
I don't know. I woke up pregnant, bitch. No, bitch. You took your you thought that shit through before it happened. I don't want to hear no fucking. I just wound up pregnant. No, bitch. You went to that mother. He said, come to my house. You thought about it. You went, took your clothes off. Y'all just sat. Y'all ate some pizza, whatever. You took your legs up. All that shit took time. Your mind was still running when it was going on.
Yep.
Your mind was still working.
That's the truth, though.
Ain't no motherfucker. It just happened. I don't know. You know what happened, motherfucker. Okay, so don't nothing just happen. This conversation we're having tonight, it's for a reason. Understand this.
Mm-hmm.
It is for a
reason. One day I'm going to look back on this like maybe 5 years from now. You know what I'm saying?
Just say, wow.
And
it's all good.
It's good.
Let me tell you, everything happened for a reason, man. Let me tell you, even Judas was for a reason. Judas betrayed Jesus.
Yes, right, oh, my man. God.
But Jesus knew he was going to betray him. But he allowed it to happen. Come on now. Don't nothing
he
just
allowed
happen.
It.
Happen.
Listen. Look
right.
Don't nothing just happen. Stop it.
And that's right. That's right.
That's my
Even Judas was for a reason. Judas betrayed Jesus, and Jesus knew he was going to betray him, but he let it happen because, let me tell you something, this got to happen so that can happen. Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. How's about the one that you was in love with, you felt like you couldn't live with him, and you couldn't find out when it was all over, you he was living better without him. You know what?
Okay.
Amen.
You thought you couldn't live. I can't live. I'm going to die without you. Kind of find out when you finally got a, you say, you know, when it's over, I'm going to be all right. When you got a good grasp on what was going on and time went by, you was living better without him.
Yes. Oh. Much happier.
Come on.
Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God.
Oh, God. You on point. You really on point. But I thank both
Praise
of y'all.
God.
For coming on, spending time, and Jay for teaching. I really appreciate it. I'm gonna stay in touch with you as well. Definitely look up this Bob guy, and I'm gonna do all of that. I'm hungry. I gotta eat.
All right.
So, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Y'all my sisters. I love y'all. You have my please take my personal number, and my number is always, my line is always open to you, sisters. It's always good. I really enjoyed this whole thing. I got something out of this as well. I hope that you did as well. Whoever else is listening, I hope you got something out of this as well. You know.
Thank you for your encouragement. Y'all have a blessed night, and I hope to see y'all on Wednesday next week.
I'm sorry.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank y'all.
Okay, bye-bye. There you have it. That was Misconduct out of the Hartford area, and Jay, the comedian, out of Newark, New Jersey, but it was in somewhere in New York, and he took the time out to share and talk about his experiences. I'm going to take you out a little bit with Angie Stone, Proud of Me. Remember to support Diamonds in the Rough, Talk to Me Radio, or any endeavor that, you know, I may be doing in the future. Feel free to support by buying some books, art, or if you'd like to make a donation, I truly would appreciate that. All the information is up on the show page. And like I said, you can contact me. My phone number should be over here, but it is 203-952-9807. God bless, and take care till the next show, which is next month. We have a wonderful, wonderful guest coming on, two guests, and then we got a Cool Bubba Ice coming up soon. We got comedian Tony Bird coming up soon, Pella Green, aspiring rapper. And we got a lot of people coming up, so please tune back in. All right, God bless.
Best of me, the thing that sacrificed just to make you happy.